President Donald Trump continues today. Fiona Hill, a former White House Russian analyst, warned Republican lawmakers to stop pushing a fictional narrative that Ukraine, not Russia, interfered in the 2016 election.
Right now, Russia's security services and their proxies have geared up to repeat their interference in the 2020 election. We are running out of time to stop them. In the course of this investigation, I would ask that you please not promote politically driven falsehoods that so clearly advance Russian interests.
Lawmakers are also questioning David Holmes, a staffer from the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. Holmes says he believes Ukrainian aid was tied to an investigation into one of Mr. Trump's political rivals.
My clear impression was that the security assistance hold was likely intended by the president either as an expression of dissatisfaction with Ukrainians who had not yet agreed to the Burisma-Biden investigation, or as an effort to increase the pressure on them to do so.
Before the testimony began, Republican David Nunes defended President Trump, saying the Democrat-led investigation is hurting the country.
Whether the Democrats reap the political benefit they want from this impeachment remains to be seen. But the damage they have done to this country will be long-lasting.
This is the fifth day of open hearings. Israel's attorney general has formally charged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a series of corruption scandals. The indictment charges Netanyahu with fraud, breach of trust, and bribery. Iraqi security forces say three people died and 24 were wounded in renewed clashes in central Baghdad between anti-government demonstrators and security forces. That brings the death toll for the day to seven. Earlier, four protesters were killed in fighting near two key bridges in Baghdad. U.S. stocks are down in midday trading. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. China says it continues to work to resolve the trade dispute with the United States, despite President Trump's threat to impose more tariff hikes on Chinese-made goods. The world's two biggest economies have been engaged in a series of escalating tit-for-tat tariffs for more than a year. The impeachment inquiry was the first topic on the agenda Wednesday night as Democrats competing to be the party's nominee in the 2020 election squared off in their latest debate. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
There were 10 Democrats on stage in Atlanta for the debate sponsored by MSNBC and The Washington Post. All the candidates support the impeachment inquiry now underway in the House. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar supports the impeachment inquiry, but she will also be a juror if there's a trial in the Senate.
What this impeachment proceeding about is really our democracy at stake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders warned Democrats about focusing too much on Trump.
He is likely the most corrupt president in the modern history of America. But we cannot simply be consumed by Donald Trump. Because if we are, you know what? We're going to lose the election.
Democrats hold their next debate in December in Los Angeles. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
A front-page editorial in Chinese state media Thursday vows resolute revenge if the U.S. sticks to its course. This after two bills on Hong Kong cleared the U.S. Congress. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed two bills on Hong Kong that will now make their way to the president for final approval. It's a warning to China about its commitment to human rights amid a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy protests. If President Trump signs the bills into law, it would see a ban of certain exports to Hong Kong police forces, like tear gas, rubber bullets and pepper spray. It would also make officials who violate human rights in the city vulnerable to U.S. sanctions.
That is Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. British Airways is experiencing what they are describing as technical difficulties, causing disruptions to many of their flights. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Whilst the company didn't disclose what the issue was exactly, it said in a statement that their teams were working hard to resolve a technical problem which was affecting some of their flights. Information from Heathrow, Britain's busiest airport, shows some transatlantic flights delayed by several hours. It is the latest in a series of systems failures suffered by the airline in recent years. One such example being in August of this year, an IT glitch caused the cancellation of more than 100 flights and disrupted the travel plans of tens of thousands of passengers. Karen Chamas, London.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving.